Chapter 7. Wyatt's Death. 14 passengers and the captain remained on ship. We trusted our luck on a smaller lifeboat at the back of the ship. Easily but carefully, we lowered ourselves into the boat and then put the boat into the water. It was a miracle that the boat did not sink once it touched the water. It contained the captain and his wife, Mr. Wyatt and his guests, a Mexican officer, the officer's wife and four children, and myself with a servant. Of course, we only had enough room for a few things on the lifeboat. We took some needed tools, food, and the clothes we were wearing. What happened next greatly surprised all of us. The lifeboat had only moved a few feet from the ship when Wyatt suddenly stood up. He demanded that Captain Hardy turn the boat around. He wanted to get his oblong box.
"Sit down, Mr. Wyatt," the captain replied seriously. "You will turn the boat over and cause us to fall off if you do not sit quite still. The upper edge of the boat is almost in the water at the moment."
"The box!" Wyatt shouted loudly. He was standing still. "The box, I say! Captain Hardy, you cannot, you will not refuse me. It is so light, it is nothing, nothing. By the mother who gave birth to you, for the love of heaven, by your hope of safety, I beg you to go back for the box."
For a moment, the captain seemed touched by this honest request. But then he again became stern and calm. He only said,
"Mr. Wyatt, you are mad. I cannot listen to you. Sit down, I say, or you will sink the boat. Hold him. Grab him. He's about to jump overboard. There, I knew it. He's over the side."
As the captain said this, Wyatt jumped from the boat. Since we were not far from the wreck, he was able to grab a rope from the ship. This he did with impressive strength. In another moment, he boarded the ship. He ran quickly down into the cabin. At the same time, we had been swept farther away from the ship. We were at the mercy of the sea, which was moving the lifeboat against our will. We tried with much effort to row back to the ship to save Wyatt, but our little boat was like a feather in the windy storm. We could clearly see that the unfortunate artist was doomed. Our boat moved farther and farther away from the wreck. Then we saw the madman come out of the cabin. Clearly, he was crazy. Using only the strength of his body, he pulled the oblong box. We watched him in amazement. He found a thick rope. This he wrapped around the box. Then he wrapped it around his body. In another moment, he jumped into the water. We saw Wyatt and the box in the sea, but just for a moment. Then they both suddenly disappeared forever.